It's not just a river in Egypt.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Either a lot of people are wrong about what happened at Enron, or former CEO Jeffrey Skilling has an unprecedented case of denial. I guess we'll find out soon enough which it is. The defense wrapped up its questioning of Skilling yesterday in Houston. He not only proclaimed his own innocence, he said the entire Enron Corporation did nothing wrong. The prosecution gets a crack at Skilling on Monday. Down there in Texas, there are more people who work full-time without health insurance than anywhere else in the country. Governor Rick Perry wants to change that. From KUT in Austin, Ben Philpott reports.
Governor Perry proposes giving businesses a tax break if they offer health coverage to employees. But Dick Levine with the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin says employers may balk. Under the proposal, businesses that spend $1,000 on health insurance would only receive a $10 tax cut.
It is a break for those who are currently offering benefits, although they say it's not all that much of a break for anybody. But what it certainly won't do is make an appreciable difference in solving our problem of the number of uninsured workers and uninsured children we have in this state.
The incentive is part of a new business tax created to subsidize an extremely popular $6 billion property tax cut. A larger health incentive would therefore mean fewer tax savings for homeowners. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott for Marketplace.
China's president comes to America next week to hang out with President Bush for a while. China seems to be in a giving mood ahead of that visit. Today, the country said it's making it easier for Chinese companies and individuals to invest overseas. Now people can buy $20,000 a year instead of $8,000. That could ease up the pressure on China to boost the value of its own currency. Credit cards are relatively new over there. And of course, when you have credit cards, you have credit card fraud. Chinese authorities just busted a forgery ring and seized $41,000 counterfeit cards. And as Jocelyn Ford reports, China's telling its banks to chill on the plastic a little bit.
The Chinese government is eager to get consumers to spend more. It's good for the economy. China doesn't want to be too dependent on exports. So 2 years ago, banks started aggressively marketing credit cards. But consultant Paul French says now finance authorities are worried they've sent the wrong message.
The banks interpret that as lend, lend, lend. And credit cards, they interpret it as give out as many cards as possible to spur consumption.
Recently, there's been an explosion of credit card fraud. In Shanghai courts, credit card cases account for more than half of all bank-related lawsuits. So finance officials are trying to rein in the banks. They say they need to do a more thorough investigation of credit records and the identity of applicants. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
TiVo doesn't want to rewind this. A federal jury has awarded the company $73 million in a patent lawsuit against EchoStar. That's the company that owns the Dish Network. TiVo said Dish Network copied TiVo's technology that can pause and rewind live TV, and a jury agreed. Wall Street ended the short week with modest gains. The Dow gained 7 points to 11,137. The Nasdaq climbed 11. The S&P 500 rose a point. Today, U.S. markets are closed for Good Friday. This is Marketplace. It is Friday, time for the job files. Today, a coffee broker.
My name is Timothy Castle. I'm a specialty coffee broker, and I'm 51 years old. A passion for coffee on the specialty side of this business is essential. You really have to have a passion for coffee. You have to care about what coffee tastes like. There'll be a lot of days you'll be going through Guatemala or Colombia or Costa Rica tasting sometimes hundreds of coffees a day. If you don't really care about what you're doing, you're going to lose your focus pretty quickly. If you're in the coffee business, people always ask you, what's the best coffee? We say, what's the best wine? What's your favorite wine? And they go, oh, I see. Meaning that there's a wine for every occasion. That is what the coffee industry needs to teach coffee drinkers, that there is a coffee for every occasion.
Klaus Andreasen produced today's job files, which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a financial services organization providing nearly 3 million members with financial products and services. Thrivent.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. hunting for eggs, chocolate rabbits, church services, some of the ways Christians will celebrate Easter this weekend. But a group of evangelical Christians is going a step further, many steps further, in fact. They're traveling to Israel to get a taste of the Holy Land. And as Hillary Krieger reports, a little bit of Israel is making its way back here.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we baptize you.
2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ was baptized here in the Jordan River. Now, throngs of Christian tourists do the same. Father Walter Cunin is leading a group from Boston.
So in Matthew, Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan River to be baptized by him. Baptism is sort of the initial ritual by which you become a Christian, to actually bathe in the Jordan River or take the water. It's a reminiscent of Jesus himself being baptized. For most Christian groups, it's pretty significant.
An increasing number of Christians who want to connect with the Bible and support Israel are coming to the Galilee and bringing their dollars with them. The tourist shop beside the Jordan River baptism site is doing a brisk business. But not everyone who wants to make the trip can. So two Israelis are trying to bridge the gap. They've just launched a line of bath products made with Jordan River water for the Christian woman, as their website puts it.
We're going to take a little bit of the region and all its beauty and all its symbolism and ship it over.
That's Debbie Saperia. She co-founded Nahara, which means river in Aramaic, the language Jesus spoke. Ronit Selnick is the other company founder. She spritzes some purifying body mist from the Nahara gift box, which retails for $37. They started out selling one of these a day, and now have plans to triple their product line by the end of the year.
The product is the opportunity for tourists to get into the water and to feel the water.
Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein encourages financial ties between evangelicals and Israel. Over a third of Americans are estimated to be evangelicals and counting. Eckstein says Nahara could appeal to Christian consumers, but it's not an automatic sell.
While the potential is really there and it's based on the Holy Land and the Bible and quality products, that doesn't mean that you can just take water from the Jordan River, put it into a bottle, and then all of a sudden the evangelical community is going to buy it.
Eckstein says you have to understand evangelicals and build relationships, and that so far, no retailer has successfully tapped their market. And Nahara might not be the company to do it. Deanne Molin is a Southern Baptist from California. She doesn't plan to buy any Jordan River bath products.
What makes this significant for me is not necessarily just the water. It's being here and experiencing the sights and sounds that my Lord and Savior experienced himself.
But other Christians, like Nitza Tanner of Michigan, praise the Nahara concept and its biblical connections.
For someone who has never been to Israel, it would remind them of something that they've always read and believed in.
In the Galilee, I'm Hillary Krieger for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.